So music isn't the only thing that I review. I review movies and TV shows as well. I also have a dedicated podcast for that called the Season Premiere Podcast. Just like this one, it's a weekly podcast where I review either a movie or the TV shows that I am really enjoying at the moment. If you want to hear my thoughts on shows like Snowfall, Black Monday, Loki, or any of the other Marvel shows that have been out right now and future shows, and also movies as well, go subscribe to the Season Premiere Podcast. I would love to have you on there as a guest as well. We can chat up about movies and shows and what we might be anticipating to come out as far as movies and shows as well. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and also thank you for subscribing and listening to the Season Premiere Podcast. What's up, y'all? It's your man Ernest. You love Ernest, same guy, different name, back again with another episode of the My Two Cents Podcast. In this week's episode, I am doing a review for Ka. I believe that's how you pronounce his name. This is my first time listening to him, of course. So, you know, along with various newer artists that I've been listening to for the first time here, not just on this podcast, but just in general. So, just straight off the bat, my initial thoughts of him based off of this, the listen of this album for his album here, his latest album here. Why am I forgetting the goddamn name? Either way, you'll see it in the title. It's really been a long morning, I'm gonna just put it that way. Anyways, so straight off the bat, initially I'm thinking, and I don't know if he is or isn't, but I'm thinking this man is a member of Griselda, because that's pretty much the feeling I got on this album. That Griselda feel to it. He kind of has the, I won't say low register, but the deep, raspy-ish voice and the flows, and talk about the same, or the deep, raspy-ish voice of a Rock Marciano, the flows and subject matters of a Griselda member. Very introspective, very true to life, very genuine within his approach. I'll get into all of that aspect when I talk about the pros. But there was this offbeat storytelling aspect, or rapping aspect, really, that reminded me of Earl Sweatshirt. You know, also the tone of it as well kind of reminded me of a Earl Sweatshirt as well, where you have this somewhat one tone verse or just rapping throughout many songs and stuff. And the odd thing about it was, and this is going into what I have to say about the pros, although it was one tone in a way, as or monotone or whatever, but it still felt like I still felt the emotion that Ka felt as he was saying the things that he was saying. I still heard the emotion, although it was one tone. It was just something about it to me just felt, and that's where it differs from Earl, where it just seems like he is talking about whatever is going on. And yes, it is a sad situation. With Ka, it was like, I get the feeling. I just really get the feeling. And throughout this album, really, I just really get the feeling that this man was emotional, not only when I assume he wrote this, he writes his own rhymes, but not only when he wrote it, assuming that he did, but actually when he had to say those words or say those lines, right? So that was some of the pros as well. To go back, because I'm trying to follow my notes in order, to go back to what I was saying before, he has this genuine feel to it. I'm gonna say straight off the bat, this album's saving grace to me was just how subject matter was cool. I'll get into that as well, but I just felt as though Ka is a genuine person, like above all else, whatever he may have done in the past, whatever he is doing now, I feel as though the genuinity within the music, especially him being a music artist and on this album, is what saved this album for me. And I'm not speaking genuine like, oh, he really did all those rhymes and stuff, and because other artists in general, if they live that life, they obviously were genuine when talking about it. But what I mean by that is the actual meaning and the emotions of it. They're not just telling you what they did in the past. This man is somebody where it's like you can feel that these things still affect him today. He's sadly, and this is not, I won't say this is 100% a depressive album, but it's not necessarily the, brightest of bright either. I think it's actually, now that I'm thinking about it, I think it's actually a good mixture when you think about what he is saying and the contents of this album, not necessarily the sound. The sound is doom and gloom, I'm gonna just put it that way. And usually I start off with the cons when I talk about albums that I like, because this is probably one of the first albums that I listened to in a long time where it's like, I like it, but it could have been, but it could have been a lot better. I feel that way about a lot of albums that I like. I would still give it a good rating and still say, but it should be higher than whatever this rating is. But this one was an album where, like I said, had it not been the genuine aspect in what he was saying, had I not felt the things that he was saying, I don't think I would have liked this album as much as I did. So I'm still going to go on with the pros first and then get on with the cons, and hopefully that's going to better explain my fucked up emotions over here about listening to this album. So as I stated, also the introspective aspect and the realness, this is stuff that you get from Griselda members as well, but I feel like Ka did it to an even higher degree than the dudes over at Griselda. And I'm not comparing him to Benny or Rock or West Side Gun or anybody. I'm just simply saying that if you listen to this album, you cannot tell. I don't know where your mind is or whatever your music tastes, but if you listen to this album and not think of Griselda, I don't know who. Are you listening to some rock band named Griselda? I don't know. But if this album does not remind you of Griselda, and that can be a pro or a con depending on how you look at it. If it doesn't remind you of the type of music they make, the sound they make, the style, the flow, and the sound and everything, then again, I don't know what to tell you. But how Ka stood out is he, once again, to me, it just felt as though this was more than just, I'm telling you what I did in the past because that's the shit that I rap about. It was, I'm telling you this stuff for a reason, and the reason is bigger than that's the stuff that I know and that's the type of rap that I do. Not saying that those are bad reasons, but I feel as though even members of Griselda, Benny the Butcher, had made comments of that nature. That, hey, this is what we talk about, this is what we do. If you don't like it, don't listen to it. Simple as that. Ka, to me, just seems as though, okay, I'm telling you these things for a real, real, real deeper reason other than because I know about this shit, because I've been through this stuff, you know? Apart from all of that, the rhyming is good. Even the more simpler rhymes and simpler tracks. Well, I didn't necessarily like the simpler tracks, but there were some simple rhymes here that I felt as though if any other rapper would have done it, I know I would have clowned them for it, to be honest with you. But again, it just goes to Ka's delivery. It just goes to Ka's ability to make you feel. At least for me. For me to look past that and say, okay, you know, that's excusable here. That's excusable here. That's excusable in all these other examples. But again, had it been any other rapper, let me just name one rap, Chance. Had it been Chance the Rapper saying some of the simple things that he was, like the simple rhymes and flows and patterns that Ka was using, and it got annoying on this album, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that I totally overlooked it. It was just times on this album where I accepted it. I accepted it for what it was, and I didn't want to harshly critique it, but it did get overbearing, okay? But had Chance done that, and no disrespect to Chance, but I'd use him because I feel like his album review, at least, well, no, not actually. It was the other dude, the dude I gave a 3 out of 10, you know? And maybe the rest of the development shit that got the producer all in arms and stuff. That's neither here or there. But I'm using Chance because that's just the name that came to mind. Had he said some of the simple things and flows and stuff, probably wouldn't have excused it at all. I probably wouldn't have overlooked it. Not saying that Chance is not a genuine guy. He has obviously songs that I'm like, yeah, you can feel the emotion in this and all this other stuff. But yeah, it's unexcusable. it's just what it is. I'm gonna let Ka slide on a few examples that I did not mind on this album with. That's not always gonna be the case. I do want to listen to him in the future because I do think, like I was saying, above all else, I really think Ka's just from this one listen of, well, this one album that I listened to, it was just, I'm like, yo, this dude really seems like he's not your average, and I'm gonna sound like some weirdo white boy saying this, white music reviewer saying this, but I got to. He's not your average drug dealing rapper or rapper, trap rapper or gangster rapper. It's like, yeah, there's been gangster rappers in the past and present who still talk about, you know, who talk about their life, and they're not doing it in a glorifying manner. But it's just something about Ka where the emotional aspect of it, as one tone as he is, it's like, I feel once again that this dude is much deeper than that as a person. And not saying that the others are not, that they're just, you know, gangster rappers, drug dealers, none of that bullshit, no. But I'm saying that the totality of who Ka is definitely came out on this album, definitely. And this is from someone who, again, I don't know the man. I didn't know the man until listening to this album. Then I got to know quite a lot about him. You know, this is not a long album. It's a 41-minute album, so it's not going to take up too much of your time, people. But within that 41 minutes, I feel as though you can learn a lot about Ka, and you'll get the sense of genuinity and just realness, and somebody who obviously wants to be a changed man, a changed person. I think maybe that could be the biggest, that is the biggest aspect of why I felt like, all right, this album is, you know, the genuine aspect is the saving grace of this project, because it was just something there that was very relatable. Out of all the gangster rappers I've ever listened to, and this is probably the highest compliment I can give this man, maybe there's more, but Ka is probably, off of this one album, I'm making a claim, he's one of the more relatable ones to me. Not because we went through the same shit, we've been through the same shit, my troubles and his troubles, even with the law, two totally different troubles, alright? Never had drug-related troubles with law and with the law and stuff. But as far as him wanting to be this better person, wanting to be, again, some martyr or whatever, or feeling like he is one, or, you know, feeling like he's, you know, he's had to go through things for the betterment of his people, for the betterment of his family, how he wants peace. He's choosing peace instead of violence, as he did in his past. Again, something that's one of the things I can relate to as well, I can relate to as well. That was something beautiful to hear on this app. So this is not a perfect 10. You may have heard me praise the hell out of it, and you're like, wow, he really likes his album. Again, like I said, I told y'all once again, what saved this album for me was just how really introspective and the feeling aspect of it. It wasn't the music. The music on here, although, again, I do think that Ka is a good rapper. I thought the production, if it didn't sound the same, it sounded like every song was almost, and this is where I also come with the Earl sweatshirt comparisons, or at least not recent Earl, but a few years ago when he dropped that one album that just I really did not like. But it just felt as though everything sounded the same, everything was mixed the same. The repetitive aspect of it it got to a point where, you know, well, the repetitive aspects, meaning the him just repeating a song, and it just seemed very minimal, and I didn't like that aspect as well. Again, the simple rhyming via numerous of tracks on this album, to me, I overlooked some examples and other examples, as I stated before. It got to a point where it was too much to overlook, and I didn't want to do that because it's not fair if I were to overlook 100% of it, but then, like I said, if Chance the Rapper or somebody else were to even someone who's like one of my all-time favorites, Common, were to do something simple like that, be like, come on, bro, you better than this. Like, you know how to get busy. So why you ain't doing this simple shit over here? You know, so I'm not gonna overlook all 100% of it. And I can tell you right now, it's probably only about 20% of that simple stuff that I overlooked, which means the rest of it, clearly 80%, a huge chunk of it, I was turned off by it. And that's exactly how I felt about it. I thought, although this is a creative album to some extent, I did not necessarily like the few beat switch ups or song switch ups he made. He had certain songs where there were pretty much two songs in one. That's creative. You know, he's not the first artist to do that. It's creative, but at the same time, at least make the second song pleasing to listen to. Enough Praise was the first half of, I believe it was, I forget the other half of the song, but Enough Praise was dope, and I'm like, wow, this might be my favorite song on this album. But then it just switched over to the next track, and I'm like, this totally ruined her mood of Enough Praise. If I could find that single just alone without the other half, then I will download that, simple as that. And it was just different. And I'm like, I know it's a different song in one or whatever, or two songs in one. You're giving us a two-for-one deal over here. But I don't know. I just didn't like the, although it's a creative method, I didn't like the few examples that he did that. And I think he only did it within two, maybe three songs on his album. You'll see it when you listen to it, because you will hear it for yourself, and you will see it within the song titles. But yeah, I did not like that as well. Needless to say, I guess, I don't think and this is probably one of the first albums I've listened to where I still enjoy listening to the album, although the music for the most part didn't please me enough for me to the way that I wanted it to please, you know. And I know people are going to be like, you're Mr. The music has to sound good. Absolutely. If anybody wants to hold me to that and saying you're breaking your own rule or whatever, I'm not being a hypocrite. There are certain beliefs that we have that from time to time we don't break. Now, if you're breaking them all the time, that's a hypocritical. You're being a hypocrite. But me breaking that rule this one time, out of every single album I've reviewed on this podcast over the years, when I say, I don't always say it, but I've said it plenty of times on here, the music has to sound good. I will not say the music on this album sounded all too well. Let me put it that way, all too well. But I still give this album a 7 out of 10. Based off of the emotion grabbing that I got from this, based off of the content, I really enjoyed the content. And again, for the most part, it's pretty samey to Griselda. Like I said, this just felt like another Griselda member album. Content wise, same, but it was just Ka is different from just telling you what he did in the past. It is deeper than that, and that was the saving grace. I thought the clips was cool. The voice clips that he had in this album was, they were really actually nice. My favorite one would have to be the Nina Simone one that he used, where she pretty much, I'm paraphrasing her, but she was saying that the artists who, the music artists who are always happy are probably the ones who don't put deep messages in their music, they don't make music with a message, because Nina Simone, for those who don't know, she was a very, very conscious artist, music artist, and she's made comments before how she, you know, is, you know, sad or mad, or she makes music that is, you know, not happy music, because she is seeing things and she's experiencing things as a black woman, and that, you know, a black person, black woman, that these things do not make her happy. So she puts it in the music. And I think Ka doing that on this album, because like I said, it wasn't as dark as emotionally as an Earl Sweatshirt project might be. Just throw his name out there because I made the comparisons. But as far as just him using that clip and then some of the content on this album, yeah, totally made sense. It was perfect for why he would have that Nina Simone clip there. So that was cool. But like I said, as far as the music, it wasn't done well enough for me to honestly say if I'm going to rate this album based off of my enjoyment of the music alone, nothing else, music alone, yeah, this would not have been a 7 out of 10. I'm going to just leave it at that. So, yeah, there's that. I don't have any favorite tracks. Like I said, enough praise would have been that until the other half kind of ruined it. Maybe if I, you know, you're like, you can split the two. Okay, enough praise. I like the Nina and Simone clip. I know it's not a track, but it was at the end of a track. But yeah, that's how I feel about this Ka album. So as you can hear, you're probably like, man, I don't know. Maybe you're thinking, we don't know if you like it or hate it. Hopefully I made it clear how I feel about it. No matter if you are, you know, if you're clear on whether I like it or dislike it, I still suggest that you listen to this album for yourself. I still want to hear your thoughts about the album. If you already listened to it for yourself, let me know what you think. Let me know how you feel about what I said. And if you have any favorite tracks, let me know. All right? Definitely using that question Q&A feature that I am able to use. So I believe if you listen to this on Spotify, you will see the question being posted at the somewhere in the episodes. I gotta look too much more into it. I just remember seeing that I had that option the last episode that I uploaded and within my other podcast. So I was like, hey, let me do this and see if I could get more engagements this way rather than just people listening. Not that I don't mind the listens. Of course, I make these episodes to be listened to. And you don't have to engage with me. You don't have to let me know or whatever. Your listen of the podcast, your share the episode, your subscription. These are things that I really enjoyed as well. I really enjoyed if you can rate the podcast too. Rate it wherever you can. Preferably the highest rating, but you give it whatever you feel as though is the appropriate rating. Until next time, until next episode, you hear from me when you hear from me. Peace out.